What is the sign of the broken altar?
The biggest altar we have, the most brazen altar we've had, has been abortion. The broken altar is a sign of a nation that has been advanced in its apostasy, because it has altars all over to the gods and its children. And the thing is that, but the breaking of the altar is a sign that God is giving a chance. On June 24th of 2022, it was broken.
Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness. Now, I know that you'll be excited to see who my guest is again today. He's one of our most popular guests, and God is using him tremendously as a voice not only to this nation, but to the world. He's a New York Times best-selling author, much sought-after speaker, and, on a personal note, a very dear friend for almost 40 years. I want to welcome my dear friend Jonathan Kahn back to Jewish Voice. Hello, my friend. Great to have you back.
Always a great blessing.
We had you here before the holidays, before the high holidays. Yes. And I am so intrigued by the research you've been doing. You're just completing another book.
Yes.
And you told me this is different than the other books. I think of Passover, why is this night different from other nights?
Yes.
Why is this book different from the number of books that you've published in recent years?
Well, how it relates to the other books is that many of the mysteries in the other books are actually kind of landing home on this one. Alive now and moving in the world, and the mysteries unfolding, which we talked about, stunning mysteries, that part you'll see. But what's different is that this one's like a prophetic puzzle or a journey or a mystery tour where it's going to be this mystery, and they're all going to converge together, and when they converge together, they're going to open up a key that's going to open up a revelation, which I believe God is saying about what we need to know now, a guide for the end times, a guide for now, a blueprint, how do we live? It's all there, and I believe it's prophetic from God. So this is a whole nother thing. That's what this book is going to be.
Well, let me key on a word, convergence.
Yeah. Yes.
You actually witnessed firsthand a supernatural convergence that is connected to the what you believe is the changing of American history.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing that's different, because I'm not usually in my books, you know, but this one I witnessed, and that is this. During that year we spoke about, with all the shakings, the plague coming on America, and we saw the relation between the Jubilee and abortion, all those things. Well, that year I was led with a great man of God named Kevin Jessup to call together a day of prayer and repentance, and it was called The Return. And we gathered on the National Mall on September 26th, and it was on Joel, you know, Joel about if you will, you know, return and fast and blow the trumpet and come before the Lord and I will have mercy. So we did. One of the major things we were praying about was America turning and abortion, that whole thing. I smashed the jar of Jeremiah. I was led to do that.
I remember it was a very powerful day. I took the whole day to watch.
And that was linked to Jeremiah over the Valley of Hinnom where they were offering their children. So we pray that. Now, I had no idea, Jonathan, before this happened, I had no idea that the day that was chosen, and I didn't choose it, turned out to be Shabbat Shuvah, which is the Sabbath day of the return. It's the day that God appointed for to return and repent. And it actually, you read Joel 2, which is about gathering national return. So we're there. And the thing is, so it's the day of turning. Now, could there be linked to a turning in America? Well, it turned out, Jonathan, that the President Trump, chose a day in which to put his last nomination for the Supreme Court, which is going to be the vote that overturns Roe versus Wade. It was launched on that very day, the day of the turning. Mm-hmm. And the day of the turning. So while we're praying on that time, we're praying on for the turning, it's actually being set in motion with that one vote was going to overturn abortion in the day that God appointed as the day of the turning. You know, and we're praying for it, it happened. But it's going to go further, because with the next part, it's going to go to the exact second. And should I just go there?
Go there, yeah.
Okay. Near the end of the return, okay, I'm led to say, listen, we got to have shofars, okay? That's the sign of God's power, sign of Jericho. And I said, I called up men to blow the shofar. I said, we're going to seal everything now in one moment. When we say, and when you hear the shofar, shout, this is God's power. And I had them up there, and I said, now we are sealing everything we have done. And I believe we're sealing 50 years of prayer about abortion. And we do that, and I said, now let the power of God go forth. The moment the shofar sounded was 5 o'clock, 4 minutes and 33 seconds. That moment at the White House, Trump opens his mouth, and it's the beginning of the overturning of Roe versus Wade. At 5 o'clock, 4 minutes and 33 seconds. The overturning of abortion, Roe versus Wade, began at that moment with the sound of God's power, the sound of the shofar, the sound of Jericho. It was the hand of God. It was the 50 years of prayer, all converging. And here I am, here we are in the National Mall, and we had 6 Trump followers. I wanted 7. We had 6. But then at the same moment, what does Trump mean in English? It means the trumpet. The trumpet sounds, the 7th one sounds, and it sets in motion. And it's the Jubilee of abortion. It's so in the year of the trumpet sounding, and when the trumpet sounds during the Jubilee, it begins the undoing, the reversal. It happened all the time.
I just want to say, watching that event throughout the day, I felt such a sense of destiny.
Yeah.
And I felt like our country was hanging in the balance at that moment.
Yes.
It was prophetic destiny.
Yes.
And I'm so glad a Jewish believer yourself was at the head of that.
An honor to be there. And I didn't know till months later, years later, it all converged at the very moment.
So the overturning of Roe versus Wade is really part of the ancient mystery of the Jubilee.
It is. There's so much to that. And I'll say this, that the Roe versus Wade actually began in 1970, the same year when this woman went with her court case. It began in 1970. So it was the Jubilee. So 2020, the year of the plague, was actually the Jubilee of that. And then it went through a 3-year process, you know. And so the whole thing with COVID, a 3-year process. And it wasn't just the thing of the plague. It was also redemption. Jubilee is about redemption. The overturning was going to come through this entire period. It was going to match up exactly like the other stuff we saw. And it was going to actually be overturned at the exact set time that God had ordained at the end of the 3 years.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Very quickly, the mystery of Adar 13 and Sivan 23.
I don't know if I can do it real quickly, but let me give it.
Well, at least start it.
I'll just say this. There's a day in the Bible that's the day of the evil decree. On that day, if you translate it into American calendar, that was the day that Roe versus Wade appeared before the Supreme Court, evil decree. And the court case that would overturn Roe versus Wade, remember Mordecai issued another decree that overturned Haman's decree? Remember in the book of Haman, he issues another decree that overturns the decree of death and destruction. Well, on that, the day that the court case that would overturn Roe versus Wade went to the Supreme Court, it was Sivan 23, the day of overturning the evil decree.
Incredible.
God is amazing.
These connections are astounding.
Yeah.
And nobody thinks about things like this,
God's
Jonathan.
Amazing.
Nobody.
God, well, if you read the book of Esther, it says Adar 13 was the day of the evil decree of Haman. It was always linked to that. That's mm-hmm. Well, that's the 13th day of the 12th month. Okay, 13. Well, now you go to America. An evil decree was death and destruction. Roe versus Wade brought death and destruction. When its hearing came before the Supreme Court, on December 13th, the 13th day of the 12th month, the day of the evil decree. Now, the decree that, if you read on, Mordecai overturns that, he issues a new decree that nullifies the first decree. Well, that there was the case that nullified abortion was Dobbs versus Jackson. Okay, that was sent to the Supreme Court on a certain day. In the book of Esther, it says that Mordecai's decree was Sivan 23, the day of Sivan 23. This one went forth to the Supreme Court on June 15th, 2020, but the Hebrew day was Sivan 23. In fact, the day of undoing the evil decree. In fact, on that day, Jonathan, it's Jewish tradition, not practice, that people pray that day to overturn the evil decree. That was the day that was sent forth to overturn Roe versus Wade. You know, and the things between, I'll just say this, we didn't say it before, but for the audience here, is that if you look at those two decrees, okay, Roe versus Wade begins in 1970. 1 Jubilee later, Dobbs versus Jackson is sent to the Supreme Court at the same time. The Supreme Court receives Roe versus Wade, takes it up in 1971. 50 years later, 1971, it takes up Dobbs versus Jackson. Roe versus Wade, it took it up in May. Dobbs versus Jackson, May, 50 years to that. The day of the hearing of Roe versus Wade was December of 1971. Jubilee later, December of 2021, is the Dobbs versus Jackson. And then remember the leak? Remember there was a leak with the Supreme Court when they were going to overturn it? There was a leak.
Yep.
Well, go back one Jubilee, and you find in 1972, 50 years before, Roe versus Wade was leaked. And so when is the Jubilee of Roe versus Wade? It began January 22nd, 2022, went to January 22nd, 2023. That's the 50th year. In the middle of that Jubilee year, God overturned Roe versus Wade. And the one who cast the vote, Amy Barrett, what did it when in her 50th year when she was 50, when she was born during all this? Who could put this together?
God does, my friend. God does. Well, we've only opened the discussion. We've only scratched the surface, but we need to take a break to tell you about these great resources that we're making available today. They're going to give you so much more insight, and they'll help you understand how you can support Jewish Voice Ministries and how vital your support really is. It's about transforming lives. Jonathan and I will be back in just a little while to dive back in again, so don't go anywhere.
Like no one else, Jonathan Cahn connects today's headlines with biblical prophecy and equips you to stand against the darkness. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you his new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Plus, we'll include a mini book that will challenge you to press into God and experience fruitfulness in this world. The Expanding Kingdom by Jonathan Burness shows that God's kingdom is both present and future, ever expanding. And by applying these principles to your life, you can be used by Him in ways you never imagined. Become a new Shalom partner with a generous gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you both books. Plus, you'll also receive the DVD series Jonathan Cahn is making available exclusively through Jewish Voice. The Josiah Manifesto Uncensored digs even deeper than the book and takes you on location to see biblical prophecy unfolding right here in America. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your gift goes directly into ministry work. Call this toll-free number, mail your gift to the address on the screen, give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or scan the QR code. Your generosity is greatly appreciated.
Welcome back to the Two Jonathans. I rarely get this opportunity to have my dear friend Jonathan Cahn with me. We have parallel histories, the Two Jonathans, and we're back, and we're going to get back into our discussion some of the most important stuff, actually, we've saved for last. But I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of you who support this ministry. Honestly, we could not do this work without you. Your ongoing support to the ministry is changing the lives of so many hurting people around the world. Jewish people and their neighbors are getting medical care, they're getting eye care, they're getting dental care, they're getting clean water, all completely free, but most importantly, they're hearing the good news of their Messiah, and that's what's transforming lives. So thank you. Jonathan, I want to jump back in. I'm just going to go through some things pretty quickly because there's so much revelation that we can't possibly get through it all. But let's just a few things. The Phineas factor.
Yeah.
Or the Pinchas factor.
Yes. Okay. This is one of those instances. You said, like, how do these things come? Well, this came. I'm at the airport and I'm leaving Tennessee, and I get the word that the Supreme Court that morning overturned Roe versus Wade, which, by the way, was the day that I finished Return of the Gods. It was, you know, there was a connection. So anyway, so I go to my cell phone, and on my cell phone it pops up this scripture, which is a psalm that talks about Phineas and talks about the plague that broke out, and it talks about Phineas takes a righteous action and the plague turns away. Okay? And it also talks about their offering their children. So I said, I said, Lord, you know, I said, could there be a connection here? So I looked back, you know, the Supreme Court, it was released in June, but they actually voted earlier on. They voted, and Judge Alito worked on the paper that was going to overturn abortion in January of 2022. Okay, so that was, it was already sealed. He was doing that. And then at the end of that, on February 10th, I believe, he circulated it. That's what then a leak later. Okay. During the time of that time, January of 2022, we enter the year, the peak is actually, the plague is actually at a peak. It was actually at the peak of infections then, and it was, the peak was so big, it was three times the peak of any other peak. That's how it was going to rage on. But then Alito, he seals the, they take the vote, he writes the judgment, okay, and all of a sudden something happens. The plague, I'm thinking like the plague, all of a sudden, it plummets right then. It plummets.
Wow.
So much so that within a few weeks, it was 1/8 of the amount it was at the beginning. 1/8, and it never came back. That's when it happened. And so when he did that, also, Jonathan, you know, I said that the Jubilee of Roe v. Wade began January 22nd, 2022. The CDC says the greatest part before the plunge, and it was the week of January 22nd, 2022, the exact, when the Jubilee began, it plunged. And just to throw in, I'm throwing this in, you know, people were praying for 50 years for the end of this. And the name of the guy who was central, the Phineas, was Alito, but his first name is Samuel, which means God has heard.
That's amazing. I've never heard these linked together. Okay, gosh, let's. Yeah. We could stay there for a while,
yeah.
But let me
move
on.
Want to go to the broken altar?
The day of the broken, okay. Actually, the day of the broken curse.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll just say this real quick, and that is, there is a day in the Bible when it's a day when a curse on a land is broken. I will just say this without going into detail. It is the 24th day of the sixth month in the Bible. 24th day of the sixth. Of course, that's the Hebrew. But what do you, in America, 24th day of the sixth month, June 20. On that day in America, abortion was overturned. The day of the broken curse in the Bible.
Yeah, and it corresponds with the Hebrew calendar,
yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
All right, let's spend a
yes.
bit of time on
yes.
this. It's really important. The sign, what is the sign of the broken altar,
yeah.
and what does it portend yeah. for America's future?
Yeah, this is one
this
of the most
big.
Important things. It's all converging to this thing. This is one of the most important biblical signs, the sign of the broken altar, the altar of the gods broken. When that happens, it's a civilizational change. And the thing is that what happened, the biggest altar we had, most brazen altar we've had, has been abortion, basically Roe versus Wade. But the thing is, on June 24th of 2022, it was broken. It was cracked. That's a sign, because that is the only time we've ever had that before, this colossal altar broken. And in the Bible, what that's a sign of, revival was not a gospel tent crusade back then. That's all great, but it wasn't. It was the sign of the broken altar. When Israel repented and turned back to God, they broke the altars of the gods. And that was the sign. So it's a sign of a number of very important things right now. God's hand moved. I mean, everything we've seen is the hand of God. What this is saying is, number one, the broken altar is a sign on one hand of a nation that has been advanced in its apostasy, because it has altars all over to the gods and its children, you know. And the thing is that, but the breaking of the altar is a sign God is giving a chance. This is actually, we're going to say, is linked to the King Josiah, which is why this is all linked to that. We are at, what it's saying is, we're at a crossroads, right? We're hanging in the balance. Judgment on one hand, apostasy is happening rapidly. But on the other hand, God, that sign from God, God's saying, I'm giving you a sign right now. I did this. This is what we've seen, what we talked about. This was the hand of God. And he's saying there still can be revival, just like there was with Josiah, which is the key here. That's what's going to open up the manifest. That's going to open up, how do we need to live like Josiah? So this is an incredible moment. It could be judgment, or it could be the greatest moment if we will take it, and if God will move. So this is gigantic. And that's what opens up the final revelation, which is the manifesto. How do we live? And it's all in the key of Josiah. Josiah is the key. What he did, what we need to do.
Jonathan, we have just a few minutes left. Expound on that, okay?
Yes.
The Josiah moment.
Yeah, yeah. This all points, everything we've seen has converged to the broken altar. The broken altar points more than anybody else in the Bible is Josiah. Josiah is linked to the broken altar. His very life was prophesied by a broken altar. And he's the one who smashed all those altars. You know, here's the thing. Josiah lived at a time when his nation had fallen from God and it was heading to judgment. But one man made the difference. One man, all sold out for God, literally changed the course of his nation, forestalled judgment, brought revival. Even he was born in an evil house, you know, and yet one man serving God with all his heart. He is the key, and this is what opens up, in a sense, the manifesto, which is how are we to live? And I believe God is pointing to this whole thing. We have to rise as Josiah did. Josiah lived in a time when they were not only offering up children, they also had gender. They were warring against gender. All these things we're dealing with.
But everything, when we know from your last book, there's no new God under the sun.
That's right. And he was not afraid to stand against the darkness. He stood against the darkness. Some of the things I speak about are this open up the keys to, number one, there has to be separation of God's people and yet resistance to what's happening. Also, there are powers. One of the things I share in the manifesto, there are powers that God has given us for this hour. As the darkness, you know, Josiah was radical. As the darkness gets more radical, God's people have to get more radical. There are all sorts of keys. You mentioned something that's interesting. You mentioned the word destiny. But, you know, Josiah, in his life, all of a sudden he comes to a place and he finds that there was a prophecy spoken hundreds of years before that he would come to that place. Well, we are also to be people of destiny. We cannot look at the end times like something we're to be afraid of. God had us born for such a time as this. We are appointed for this hour, and the hour is appointed for us, just like it was for Josiah. And this is why we have to rise to that. We are not, the end times don't stop God's purposes. The God's purposes are to go even stronger. You know, we have to get even more radical. And that's what this is going to reveal, how the keys, what do we do with our children? What do we do with our families? How do we stand against the darkness? And not just stand against the darkness, but how do we actually overcome it? Because even to the end, we're still going to be shining that light. So this could be our greatest hour. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I believe God has pointed to an answer and a blueprint.
I love that you're finishing on such a note of victory.
Yeah.
Because
true.
I'm hearing you say it's not over.
No.
God is looking for Josiahs.
That's right.
And one Josiah can change the course
of
destiny.
The world. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's it.
My friend, that could be you.
Yeah.
Right? That could be you. God wants you to take your place and fulfill your destiny. It is not too late. We need more Josiahs.
Yes.
So my question to you, are you a Josiah?
Mm.
I hope so. Mm. Well, if you want to find out more about this topic, we have resources available for you now that will expound this whole discussion today, and we'll give you some information about standing with this ministry, because you can reach Jewish people and their neighbors with the gospel. You can play a partnership role in that calling. There's a great opportunity, so make sure to stay with us, get the information, and then come back, and we're going to pray for you specifically. We're going to join our faith together in just a moment, so don't go away.
Like no one else, Jonathan Cahn connects today's headlines with biblical prophecy and equips you to stand against the darkness. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you his new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Plus, we'll include a mini book that will challenge you to press into God and experience fruitfulness in this world. The Expanding Kingdom by Jonathan Burness shows that God's kingdom is both present and future, ever expanding. And by applying these principles to your life, you can be used by Him in ways you never imagined. Become a new Shalom partner with a generous gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you both books. Plus, you'll also receive the DVD series Jonathan Cahn is making, available exclusively through Jewish Voice. The Josiah Manifesto Uncensored digs even deeper than the book and takes you on location to see biblical prophecy unfolding right here in America. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your gift goes directly into ministry work. Call this toll-free number, mail your gift to the address on the screen, give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or scan the QR code. Your generosity is greatly appreciated.
We always take time at the end to pray for our partners. The big question today is, are you a Josiah? This is a really, really important work, the Josiah Manifesto. Josiah changed the course of of history.
Yes, he did.
And one Josiah is all it takes. Maybe you're that Josiah. Would you pray for that Josiah, my friend?
Absolutely.
just reach out. You have a destiny. Every one of you has a destiny. There may be numerous Josiahs watching the program today. Just receive this from the Lord.
And I'm going to pray you become so, and that you fulfill your destiny. Lord, we just ask your blessing on everyone watching, Lord. It only takes
Thank
one.
You,
Father,
Lord.
I ask for everyone watching to fulfill their calling, fulfill their destiny, fulfill the purpose for which you placed them
yes,
in
Lord.
Their mother's womb for such a time as this. We ask this for all of us, but Lord, we ask your anointing now, Father,
yes,
that we all
Lord.
Would rise. And we say, yes, we are going to rise to our calling, whatever
yes.
it takes to be a light
yes,
and
Lord.
To be the person you called us to
destiny.
Be for such a time as this.
Destiny.
In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our great God and King.
Yes.
Amen.
In his name we pray. Fulfill your destiny. And if you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's Jewish Voice, one word, jewishvoice.tv. You can also find many helpful resources there. You can send your prayer requests right on the website, and we'll pray for you by name because we care about you. Most importantly, God cares about you, and we want to stand with you in praying for the answer to your prayer and for the fulfillment of your calling, of your destiny. Okay, Josiah? You are a Josiah. I believe there's a number of them,
Amen.
Jonathan.
Amen.
We're going to finish the program by encouraging you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible says, Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So if you want to prosper, pray for Israel. They need our prayers today. I want to thank my dear friend Jonathan Kahn for joining me today. And until next time, the two Jonathans want to say to you, God bless you and shalom. I was recently made aware of an alarming statistic. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. If you're in this situation and you're a Jewish Voice giver, I have some good news for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. If you already have a will or trust, you can have it reviewed so that you can have peace of mind that you are being a good steward in providing for your family and children. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.